This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a carpenter on a mission in Milwaukee.
A lot of people picked up unique hobbies during the pandemic. While some of those sourdough starters and knitting projects may have been pushed aside, one Milwaukee woman leaned into her pandemic hobby and turned it into a burgeoning wooden empire. A crew is hard at work building a wooden residential fence in Shorewood. They work for Tonda Thompson, founder of Schieslang's Wood, a carpentry and furniture business that also educates people about woodworking.
Why not create jobs to teach people the skills, to help people get lucrative jobs, you know, to make changes?
Thompson's carpentry mission began in the heart of the pandemic. She was like a lot of parents, stuck inside, thinking deeply about life, with a toddler. Her three-year-old was really into Mickey Mouse Clubhouse at the time, so they'd watch it in the living room.
Hot dog!
He thought he was Mickey Mouse, and whenever the hot dog dance came on, he got on the table just like it was a stage and would dance on the table.
But one time, the table broke. Thompson needed a new, sturdy table.
I felt like my house wasn't a home without a coffee table. So I went to YouTube and learned how to make a table.
Within a few days, Thompson made her first coffee table. Proud of herself, she posted a photo of it on social media and...
it went viral, and I had about 10 orders later that week. And it went from just, oh my God, this is a cool thing, to, okay, is this a real business?
Thompson taught herself to make things like fold-up picnic tables, raised garden beds, and charcuterie boards. She sold them under the name Schieslang's Wood. Eventually, the Kelly Clarkson Show noticed, putting Thompson in the national spotlight.
From Schieslang's Wood, let's say hi to Tonda, who watches at 3 p.m. on our partner station, TMJ4. What's up?
All this attention helped Thompson refocus. Schieslang's Wood could be more than a product brand. Inside her workshop in Milwaukee's Harambe neighborhood, she started teaching classes.
I realized how therapeutic woodworking was, and I started to bring other women into my shop, like, hey, like, this isn't a scary thing. This tool is, it sounds loud, but as long as you're practicing safely with it, you can't hurt yourself.
Then she created apprenticeships and hired staff. Thompson encourages her staff to try anything. Get creative.
So we're looking at a coffee bar that has drawers and a seating space. I'm hoping to get some stools under there.
Terrell Thomas is Schieslang's Wood's interior designer and sales lead. She shows off a sketch of a coffee bar for the storefront. Every detail is thoughtful and practical, and this is the first piece of furniture she's ever designed. Thompson will eventually make it.
I tell everyone in here that comes in, yeah, everything in here was handmade in this shop by a woman. But no, really, like, and I want people to understand that and feel that they can do it too.
Last year, Thompson bought a sawmill as a way to cut costs. Local arborists donate down trees. She's hired more staff and is teaching them how to process the wood in the workshop's backyard.
The most popular wood we've worked with is cherry wood and pine.
That's Noriega Brent, Schieslang's Wood's sawmill operator.
But my favorite that I cut myself was that black walnut because it was so dense. Like, I actually witnessed it snap the blade on us.
Brent studied to be an arborist and says this sawmill experience is setting him up for the future.
I want to own a farm. But if I want a farm, I want my stuff to be hand-built by me. I want everything on my land owned by me, even a sawmill if I can get one on there.
Thompson has her own big dreams for Schieslang's Wood.
We're eliminating poverty. We're eliminating joblessness. We're eliminating homelessness. We're eliminating food deserts. We're teaching people, hey, let me build you a raised garden so you can grow your own foods. So this is changing the whole dynamic and the aspect of who do we wait for to come save us? We got to save ourselves. We got to teach ourselves.
Thompson is working to expand beyond Milwaukee. She's been talking with people about setting up satellite locations across the country. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.